Welcome to Firstline. My name is Aubrey Ann Jackson, and I am a PGY1 psychiatry resident physician. In this podcast, we discuss whole person health and wellness through an osteopathic lens, holistically addressing the body, mind, and spirit. We also discuss topics important to medical trainees, including pre-med students, medical students, and residents. Thanks for joining me. Hello, everyone. Since it is residency application and interview season, I will have a few more episodes on this topic. So this week, I'm going to share all of the questions that I personally used to ask program directors, faculty interviewers, and residents. This is all taken from a Word document that I have. They included all of the questions that I would ask, and I would review this document before each of my interviews so that I had some ideas on what questions to ask, because when it comes to interviewing with a faculty member or the program director, many times they will shift the interview onto you, and you will be expected to ask questions to fill the entire time of the interview. So this doesn't always happen that you have to fill all of the time, but it does happen. So if you have a 20-minute interview, make sure you have 20 minutes worth of questions. And of course, that depends on how long of an answer you get, but this just means make sure that you have at least like 10 questions to ask, and try to think of follow-up questions that you can ask once you get an answer, because that looks a little bit more authentic than if you're just asking rapid-fire questions that seem to be in a random order. It's better to actively listen to the answer and try to think of follow-up questions to them to kind of have more of a conversation instead of a one-sided interview. And you can easily incorporate things about yourself when you're asking these questions so that you can let the interviewer know about you a little bit more in the questions that you ask. But of course, you do want to still ask a lot of useful questions, because I'm always from the standpoint that whether you're applying to medical school or for residency, that you are interviewing the program just as much as they're interviewing you. At the end of the day, you're making a rank list of your preference out of the, 10 to 20 programs that you're interviewing with. So you need to know a lot about the program so that you can make this rank list with enough information. I got to the end of the interview season, and I was glad that throughout the interviews, I had a one-page sheet for each of the programs front and back of notes that I took, either really quick notes during an interview, or more often, I would finish an interview with a faculty member, and there would be like a 5-minute break, and I would jot down quick notes based off of what I heard about the program and the general vibes that I got. And I can share kind of more details about what I paid attention to when forming my rank list, but certainly this just contributes to the idea that you need to ask really good questions so that you can know more about the programs at the end of the day and end up matching at a program that is the best fit for you. So the program's already interviewing you. They already think that you're a good fit for their program. You were selected probably one of 100 people out of 1,000 or something similar to that. So a lot of times that is why the interviewer will want to make sure that you're going to rank them appropriately, because they want to have residents that genuinely want to be there. So that is why many times interviewers will want to give you time to answer all of your questions. So there's that element of it. And also, interviewers get a lot of information about you based off of what types of questions you ask. And you don't want to ask questions that will be a red flag. And you want to ask thoughtful questions. So that's why it helps to create a list. And you also don't want to get to the point where you run out of questions, because that makes it seem like you don't care about the interview, you don't care about the program, or you didn't do your homework and you didn't think about questions that you could ask. So when preparing for interviews, of course, you want to review your own application and be prepared to answer those more behavioral questions and, you know, questions about why you're interested in the specialty, different things about yourself, how you respond to stressors. But it also really helps to prepare in advance for what questions to ask. So that's why I'm sharing this list for you. Also, you'll want to change your questions depending on who you're speaking to. For example, in family medicine, you wouldn't want to ask too many questions about how the clinic is run if you were interviewing with one of the faculty hospitalists, and vice versa. You wouldn't want to ask one of the supervisors in clinic about the amenities of the hospital. So when preparing what types of questions to ask, you also want to do some research on the faculty interviewers, and usually you're given the names in advance so you can quickly look up at least what rotation they interact with the residents. And then you also want to ask specific questions to a program director that you wouldn't want to ask to a faculty member, because they probably wouldn't know the answer. And then there's questions that you should definitely reserve for residents instead of asking someone like the program director. So let's get started with the list that I have for program directors. So one question that and these are all questions that I've asked. One thing that is good to know is, which type of practices have past graduates gone into after residency? So you can change this question a little bit depending on your specialty. So if you're internal medicine, you might want to know, have graduates gone directly into working in primary care? Have they become hospitalists? Have they become outpatient physicians? How many of your graduates have gone into fellowship, if that's something you're interested in? If you're specifically interested in pulmonology, then you want to know how many graduates have gone into pulmonology and which institutions did they match at. The program director will know these answers. Faculty interviewers probably wouldn't. Residents probably wouldn't. So this is an ideal question for the program director. Another question is, what kind of feedback have past graduates given you about the program? So this is great because you are in a roundabout way asking about a weakness of the program. And you're also giving the program director an opportunity to expand on it by saying how they're working on it. So you can get a little bit information about upcoming changes in the program. And you're also getting the resident's perspective by asking about those past graduates and someone who has been through all of the aspects of the program, which gives a little bit of a different perspective than when you're asking questions directly to one of the residents, because they're going to be at varying levels, PGY2, PGY3. Another question to ask, how do you perceive your program compared to other programs? So this might be a good question to ask if you are interviewing in New York City and you have 8 programs that you're interviewing with at New York City and you're trying to differentiate them. Asking the program director to reflect on what is unique about their program is helpful. If you are interviewing with a program that is in rural West Virginia, where there's only a few programs in West Virginia as a whole, then this might not be a good question to ask because it's hard to compare that program to other programs that are in different locations. Maybe if you're interviewing with top research institutions, you could ask how that program compares to other top research institutions that they don't necessarily have to be in the same location though. Another question that doesn't really need to be directly to the program director, but I always like to ask this, is what the program strengths are. I like to hear from the program director because they have a really holistic view of their program, and I also like to compare and contrast what the program director says the strengths are with what the residents say and what the faculty interviewers say. Another question you can ask is, what are anticipated changes to the program during the next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, depending on what your length of residency training is? So since psychiatry is 4 years, I always ask program directors what changes are coming in the next 4 years that would affect my training. And this is really great because program directors will likely try to think of something that is happening, and usually they try to think of something good that is coming up, and this can be helpful because you can get the latest information that might not be on their website quite yet. You can also know if the program is growing or shrinking. So this is something good to know. So at my institution, for example, they recently added an additional residency program. So that means that my institution is expanding. Some programs will say that they lost a rotation site, so they'll have to look for a different rotation site in the future, or they may have reduced their number of faculty members. And other programs will say that they are adding new residency slots. So that's a good way to see if the residency program or the institution in general is growing or shrinking. And you want to be at a growing institution because ultimately you want to make sure that your program is going to be viable during the time that you're going to be there. And also, a lot of times programs will hire directly from their graduate pool. One question that I would occasionally ask if I think that it would come across well is to ask, in what ways is your program an innovator in education? So this is a really challenging question, but a program director should be able to answer it. So this is challenging the program director to give you something that the program does differently than other programs from an educational standpoint. So you can see if the program is being creative and being a leader within the educational field, or if they're just following what they have always done and if they stick to the status quo. So that for me was something that was important to see, that I'm going to get a quality education at a program that is intentional about educating residents. So those are the questions that I reserve for the program director specifically. Then I have a few that I have for interviewers in general. So if I run out of my program director questions, sometimes I will use a few of these questions for the program director, but otherwise these questions I would use for any faculty interviewer. I am now providing personalized assistance specifically to medical students. I can help with editing your CV for away rotations or other opportunities. I can aid in revisions for your personal statement, and I can help edit your ERAS application. I will catch your grammar and style mistakes and also provide feedback on content revision so you can craft documents that make you more competitive. There are so many expensive services out there that charge hundreds to thousands of dollars on reviews, which is why I'm offering a much more affordable service with different price packages based on your needs. While many services out there are led by staff members who are years to decades removed from their experience as medical students, I'm uniquely positioned to help you as someone who has been through this process recently and as someone with professional writing and editing experience. Use the link in this episode description to learn more about the services I offer for individualized help. So for any interviewer, you can ask what the interviewer perceives as the strengths and the weaknesses of the program. You can change the wording if you want it to seem a little bit nuanced. You can also say something like, what aspect of the program are you most proud of? Another thing that you can do is ask questions specifically that will be applicable to the interviewer. So if you are interviewing with family medicine and you're speaking to someone that works in the outpatient clinic, then you can ask questions about doing procedure clinic, things like that. If you're applying to psychiatry and you're speaking with someone who does psychotherapy, you can ask about the psychotherapy training at the program. A good question to ask them is about the demographics of the patient population, specifically wherever that faculty interviewer practices. And this is helpful to ask multiple interviewers if the program has multiple sites. You can ask faculty interviewers about how the program gives subspecialty experiences. So if you're specifically interested in pursuing a fellowship, then it helps to know if there's rotations available. And any faculty interviewer should be able to answer this question. The program director could also answer this question too. You can also ask them or the program director about training sites, where the home site is, and how far away other training sites are, just to get an idea of how far you have to travel for your different training sites. You can also ask residences to get their perspective on this subject. You can also ask about research and scholarly opportunities, especially if this faculty member is involved in research. You can ask them about their specific area of research and how they involve residents in their work. Depending on your specialty, you can ask about specific procedures that residents have training in. For psychiatry, for example, you can ask about ECT and neuromodulation experiences. For family medicine, you can ask about derm clinic and different gynecologic procedures like IUD insertion. You can certainly ask faculty members about the structure of supervision and also the progression of autonomy for residents, of what is expected at the PGY1 level and how that autonomy increases each year. You can ask faculty about didactics, whether that's protected time, whether they do in-person or virtual didactics. These are also questions you can ask residents as well. You can ask faculty interviewers about resident education. So other things in addition to didactics, do you have additional lectures? Do you have journal clubs, grand rounds, board review courses, things like that? And I like to ask this question because it really shows that you are interested in ongoing education outside of required didactics, that you want a program that has robust grand rounds, journal club opportunities to present at these things as well. You can ask faculty about opportunities to teach medical students and opportunities as an upper year resident to teach and mentor underclassmen residents. And with this question, I like to ask a follow-up question if there's any formal training on how to teach. I think this might be controversial, but I like to ask faculty members what kind of structured wellness activities are provided by the program and if faculty are involved in it. I like to get that faculty perspective on this in addition to the residents, because I can gauge if the wellness activities are just resident run or if faculty have an investment in wellness activities. Okay, and then questions that I specifically ask to residents. I like to ask them, why did you personally choose this program? You will get varied responses on this. You can kind of gauge if a resident matched at the program and they ranked them pretty low on their list, because they might not have a specific answer for this. If they ranked the program number one, they will have a very specific answer to this. I like to ask them, what would you change about the program if you could? I think it's just as much of a red flag for if a resident said that they wouldn't change anything as if they said they wanted to change an essential part of the program. So they should be able to think of something here. And that something, you probably want to compare with different programs, because usually if you want to change something, that means that's basically going to be the program's weakness. A quick question I like to ask residents is what kind of EMR or electronic medical record they use. This was never a deal breaker to me, but it's just good to know going in if they use something like Epic or if they use a lesser known EMR. I ask if they feel they have the appropriate level of supervision. I think it's just as much of a red flag if they have too much handholding as if they have too much autonomy. It's good to gauge if a program has an appropriate level and also that appropriate increasing autonomy each year. You can also outright ask residents what they think the strengths and the weaknesses are of the program. I like to ask if anyone has ever left the program and why they left the program. I like to ask for them to name some sort of feedback that residents provided to the program and how the program responded to that. It's great to hear if there was a very specific resident complaint and the program adapted to it and made the program better because of it. And it's just as much of a red flag to say that the program has never changed based off of feedback as much as it is for residents to have given feedback and the program didn't respond to it. So make sure that a resident is giving you a real answer to that question. I like to ask if they think that the faculty is accessible. I love to hear that residents are like, yeah, sure, the program director gives us their cell phone number, and we also have the cell phone numbers of our attendings, and they're, you know, located next to the resident lounge and things like that, open door policies. Another thing is asking about expectations on off-service rotation. So I think almost every specialty, you're going to have off-service rotations where you rotate in something other than your chosen specialty. For psychiatry, that's internal medicine and neurology. So I like to ask what the expectations are on those rotations. Are you treated like as if you were an internal medicine resident on internal medicine, neurology resident on neurology? So that's good to know whatever your preference is. You should ask residents about call, night flow, and 24-hour shifts. Residents are expecting you to ask these questions. You will not get weird looks for asking these questions. You need to know this information. This is a great thing to compare programs with because call, night flow, 24-hour shifts, this is your quality of life. So it's important to know this information. Do not feel shy asking these questions. However, you should not be asking these questions to the program director or faculty interviewers. Make sure that you're speaking to residents on this. And it is the biggest red flag if you never have interactions with residents throughout your interview process. If this happens, make sure you are getting an email to speak with residents. Make sure you're asking faculty members during your interviews if you can reach out to residents. And if they say no, then that is the biggest red flag. Another thing you can ask is what residents do together. So this is a great way to get a handle on the morale of the residency and if the residents get along, if they're friends, if they hang out, and you get to know a little bit about the work-life balance too. If a program is really working the residents hard, then maybe they don't have free time to hang out with each other outside of work. So if the residents are saying, yeah, we hang out every weekend, or we always go to restaurants after didactics or things like that, that is something that is great to hear about from a program. I also like to ask residents how they feel about their didactics, if they think that it's a good use of their time, if they learn a lot, or if it's something that they dread each week. I also like to ask if the residents have time and enough opportunities to be involved in research and scholarly activity. I like to hear specific details about what each of the residents are doing based off of that. If it's something that you're really interested in, then you can ask about specific types of research that they do. And you can also ask if there's any protected time for these activities. More of the logistics that I like to save for asking residents is asking about parking and the traffic and just getting into the hospital. That's something that you may not think about much now, but that's going to be your day-to-day. And you can ask about the cost of the living in the area if you're not familiar with the area. I like to ask where most of the residents live. And I just like to ask this because most likely you're going to live where the current residents live, and you can do some research on those neighborhoods and those towns that they mention. I also like to ask if any residents have bought a house during residency. That tells me a lot about the cost of living of an area if they say that all of the residents have houses versus if they all say that they all rent apartments, which there's nothing wrong about that. I'm renting an apartment myself, but it's just good to know if the salary versus the cost of living in the area is balanced enough. You should also, if you're interested in moonlighting, you should ask residents about moonlighting. And even if they say moonlighting is available, make sure to ask how many residents are moonlighting. Because if none of them are moonlighting, that might mean that the program is a little bit of a workhorse program where there's not really time to moonlight. Or if the opportunities for moonlighting are not worth it. You can also ask residents about facilities like call rooms, resident lounge, the cafeteria. And if there's a gym at the hospital, these are, again, things that are really going to impact your day-to-day a lot. I would definitely include asking these questions because you're going to spend a lot of time at the hospital and in these facilities. If you have a family, I would ask how many residents have families, especially if you want to start a family during residency. Ask how many residents have had kids during residency and how the program reacted to that. Please don't be shy about asking this question. It is so important, and we really need to normalize asking these questions, because if you do want to start a family during residency, this should absolutely factor into your decision of where you want to go, because it is extremely variable from program to program how supportive a program can be about taking leave. Also, I would ask residents if there's patient caps. So, for example, if you're doing internal medicine, you want to know how many patients a day are you expected to see. And this is really helpful to ask residents because this is a number that you can write down and use to compare program to program. So this is a rare quantitative comparison that you can make program to program. This is something that will directly impact your day-to-day. If you have a cap of 10 patients versus 15, that makes a huge difference. So make sure you're asking that question. It's a very quick question that they should be able to answer in 5 seconds. You can also ask if there's any outpatient rotations, how many patients you see a day, and how much time you have with each patient. That directly impacts your workload and really your quality of life. So make sure you ask those questions and don't be shy to ask these questions either. Residents are not going to judge you for asking questions that are quality of life related. They know that they were in your shoes not very long ago and they were asking and wondering the same questions and comparing programs the same way you are. So even though you might not want to ask these questions to faculty members or the program director, you should absolutely feel comfortable asking residents. So those were all of the questions that I consistently asked during my interviews, and I would suggest that you use this as a starting point to develop your own list of questions that you want to ask during your interviews. View the show notes for additional information about this episode and access the link to First Line's website. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to First Line on your favorite podcast app to hear a new episode every Monday. Thanks for listening.